What this is something that you could bring your four-year-old out. You can sit on an inner tube while they play in the small puddles and splash around. Maybe you have some older kids that can start at the upstream end, float down, get to the end of, by the pedestrian bridge, get out, walk up the trail, and then float down again. That is a project we're extremely excited about. We've met with some of the business community, and they love the idea. Capturing people who go to the Field of Dreams and have a great experience there, but then they're like, well, what's next? And, you know, rather than them escaping over the border, why don't we have them say, you know, let's come into Dyersville and really stimulate economic development at the same time you're improving water, at the same time you're addressing flooding, at the same time you're providing experience for people to unplug, get off their computer, get off their phone, and just be in nature and have those experiences that we had when we were a kid. You know, I was a water person when I was a kid. I got outdoors. And when I can see kids discover a tadpole or a crayfish and just get so excited about it, it just brings tears to my eyes because I'm like, they're going to grow up and they're going to want clean water too. They're going to grow up and they're going to want these amenities in their community as well.